Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so the email says that, so she sets this guy, has this ever happened to you guys before where you set somebody up and then after you set them up, you realize like, oh my God, I might be attracted to that person? Like, you're talking so highly about them. So she, that's exactly what she did. She sets her friends up with a guy, friend of hers, and now she's jealous of a couple and she wants to know what to do about it. Mo's got the email.
Burt Show, I need your advice because I'm feeling like a really crappy friend. I don't want to screw over my friend, but I also don't want to screw over myself either. Sometimes I wish I understood myself and my feelings better because I always realize things when it's too late. So, I have a good guy friend. We worked together up until a couple months ago. He really has become like a best friend to me. He's my go-to person when I need advice about a guy I'm dating or just need someone fun to hang out with. Everyone at my old job assumed we were dating, but trying to keep it secret because of office politics, etc. However, that wasn't really the case. We have never been anything more than friends. I also recently reconnected with a friend from college. While hanging out with her, I kind of started to get excited to play matchmaker. She is single. He is single. So while she and I were hanging out, I called him to meet up with us. I started to kind of encourage the two of them to have an interest in the other person. Well, it worked. Now they've been hanging out without me. They both seem to like each other. I'm not sure if they have officially declared their time hanging out as official dates or not. As far as I know, they haven't even kissed. However, I'm sure it's headed in that direction. So it seems my matchmaking attempt may have been successful, unfortunately. So here's the thing. I never thought of him as anything more than a friend, but I don't know if it's some weird jealousy because he's paying so much attention to someone I know, or if talking him up to her has made me see him in a totally different way. But now, I think I'm starting to have feelings for him, and I'm totally regretting trying to connect him. I don't know what to do. How do I stop their relationship from going further so I can explore the possibility of him and me? Tabitha.
Tabitha, you don't want him. If you really, really, if you really, really cared about this man and had those type of feelings, you would have had them prior to setting him up with your friend. I firmly believe that. I think it's something that pinged in the back of your brain, and there is some jealousy going on there. But I think the minute you want him because you can't have him, and I think the minute you get him, you're not going to be happy with him.
What you guys think of that?
I agree. I completely agree. I feel like it's one of those situations where she would get him and then feel she'll miss the friendship. I don't think you should actually mess up the friendship. You have a good thing going. And just seeing him, I think, with your friend and seeing them happy, and it's starting to make you feel a way. Yeah. But deep down, I think that's all it is. And I don't think you really want him.
Isn't this what I said yesterday, is that, you know, most of your friends want you to do really well, really well. Just a little bit less well than they're doing.
That is fast.
And if you go over that line, then there's problems.
Well, I think this makes so much sense because Tabitha, he wouldn't be your friend if you didn't think he was a great guy. Mm-hmm. And I think just seeing him in a different light has maybe confused you, and you've confused this jealousy for maybe feelings of attraction. So I'm exactly with everybody else. I think the moment they break up, that little bit of attraction and that feeling of, oh, it'd be nice if that was me, that's going to go away the second they break up. So I think you need to honor the friendship that has done you so well with you and your coworker, and don't make things messier, and don't try to break up this budding relationship.
Yeah, you choked. You choked, Abbott.
It's too late.
Too late at this point.
Too little, too late.
The Burt Show.